time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Cleveland on Sunday.
All right, obviously disappointing loss, but still grateful for the opportunity to have a chance to compete in a game like that. Glory to God for that, a chance to go out there and be a part of a game like that. Proud of our guys. I thought we played very hard. We fought, we competed, but we did not play well enough. We did not play the kind of winning football that we need to play to win a game like that. Different situations, all three phases, and the coaching staff. So we got to put it behind us. And it's a long season in the NFL. You have games like this. You do lose games like this in this league. And we've got to bounce back and play our best football on Thursday night. What questions do you have?
John, you guys have been so good at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Disappointing in the fourth quarter not to be able to control things a little bit better, running the ball or stopping the run.
Sure. Yeah, it's something we would have been very valuable in this game, to stop the run better and to get the run game going just a little bit better, but we weren't able to do it. We tried, but we weren't able to.
John, looked like you went away from Keaton Mitchell later in the game after an explosive first quarter. Was that just due to play calling, the game situation, or is he dealing with any injury or anything?
No, it's just kind of the way it went as far as the play calling. It wasn't a part of the plan or anything like that.
John, we saw Marlon and Vaughn leave the game and not return. Any updates with them?
I don't have any updates on that right now.
What were they doing? It seemed like the middle of the field defensively was giving them trouble. There was guys open. Was there anything specific they were doing there?
Yeah, we didn't play our specific zone coverages, our split safety coverages, very well, and that's what happened.
John, did Watson catch you guys stunning quite a bit? Because like he went straight up the middle each time you guys were stunning.
Big part of the emphasis in the plan was to keep him in the pocket. Retrace, tackle him, coming back on the middle. We took off from we called the front door. That's when he ran, and we didn't want to let him get out of there, and he still did it. So that's something that was disappointing.
John, especially recently when you guys have gotten up, you've done a really good job at finishing the games, kind of expanding on that lead. You're up 14 in the fourth quarter. What was the difference, do you think, in this game maybe?
You saw the fourth quarter, James, and the plays that were made. The plays that were made, and we weren't able to finish it, in terms of offensively, the one drive late in the fourth quarter there where we had to punt and then not getting them stopped and the turnover. So that's it. It's the plays that are made in the game.
Coach, to start off the game with a pick six from Kyle Hamilton, breaking the streak, not having a defensive touchdown since 2021, what was that for Kyle Hamilton?
I'm sure for Kyle it's great. It's great to see it. Those kind of individual things are valued, but when you don't win the game, it's not something that you really think about as much. I'm sure he's not thinking about that much either, but I'm sure he'll look back on it someday and be proud of that.
All right.
All set? All right. Thanks.